Hello, and welcome to a special edition of Wealth Management Insights. I'm Dan Skelly, head of the Market Research and Strategy team at Morgan Stanley Wealth Management. Today is Friday, June 5th, and I'm recording this from our Morgan Stanley office in New York. If you've just looked at the headline numbers, you'll probably conclude that 2026 has been a fairly normal year for investors. The S&P 500 is up about 11% year to date, the economy continues to grow, and corporate earnings have generally exceeded expectations. But beneath the surface, the story is more interesting. The most important observation is not the return itself, but the concentration of performance and the cyclical nature of leadership. Roughly 80% of the S&P 500's gains this year have come from semiconductors, IT hardware, and companies tied to powering the AI buildout. These historically volatile and economically sensitive industries have been at the center of one of the strongest capital spending cycles since the pre-dot-com bubble. A year ago, Wall Street expected hyperscalers to spend about $350 billion on data center infrastructure in 2026. Today, that figure is tracking closer to $750 billion, and Morgan Stanley Research expects spending could exceed $1 trillion in 2027. Not surprisingly, companies supplying the chips, hardware, and power required for this buildout, and those whose revenues are directly tied to this capital expenditure cycle, have seen earnings expectations rise sharply. Investors have rewarded these companies accordingly. While we have participated in that theme and continue to believe AI can drive meaningful productivity gains and economic growth over the next decade, we are also wary of the durability of these gains. Investing is often about asking what comes next. The market has spent the last 2 years wondering how much AI spending can increase. We think investors may soon focus more on how sustainable that pace of growth will be. There are a few reasons. First, the bottleneck may be shifting. As more data centers are built, deployment could become the limiting factor, meaning some...
请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加 V,CN20210130.
Hardware may sit idle until facilities become operational. Importantly, the factors that are holding up data center buildouts are not chip supply. They're building permits, access to electrical grids, and other critical equipment that enables this connection. Second, supply dynamics could evolve. Competition between the U.S. and China around semiconductors, critical minerals, and advanced technology remains important. Changes in production, trade policy, or geopolitics could reshape the landscape. We could envision a scenario where government investment and stimulus to remain at the leading edge of AI results instead in excess fabrication capacity. Third, technology rarely stands still. As AI models become more efficient, future workloads may require less compute power than they do today, which could moderate spending growth over time. We're also paying attention to market positioning. Many AI infrastructure beneficiaries have become crowded trades. Hedge fund and momentum exposure to semiconductors, hardware, and AI power remains elevated. That doesn't mean these stocks can't move higher, but it does suggest expectations are high and investors have less room for error. Importantly, none of this means we believe AI is a bubble yet. We remain constructive on the long-term opportunity, but leadership changes, capital spending cycles are rarely linear, and diversification still matters. That's why we're increasingly focused on what we call the second-order beneficiaries of AI, a group that we refer to as adopters. Financials can improve efficiency in underwriting. Healthcare may accelerate drug development. Consumer platforms can streamline logistics and fulfillment. And within software, we continue to see opportunities as the market distinguishes durable business models from those facing disruption. Finally, while market attention has shifted away from the Magnificent Seven at times, we wouldn't be surprised to see that group reassert leadership as AI monetization improves and new growth opportunities emerge. After navigating multiple market cycles over the past two decades, our conclusion is straightforward. We continue to believe in AI's long-term potential, but we don't have the same level of conviction in today's narrow group of AI infrastructure leaders that we had in the Magnificent Seven back in 2023. For us, that reinforces the value of staying diversified, focusing on quality, and maintaining a long-term perspective, even when market enthusiasm is running high. Thanks for listening. For more information, please reach out to your Morgan Stanley financial advisor.